ESPN launches new show tracking pervasive racism in sports despite Disney pledge to limit wokeness. By Warner Todd Houston on October 4, 2023. ESPN is launching a new show to explore racism in sports. Even though the network's owner, Disney, has pledged to tone down its hard drive to the far left in the culture wars. The new series is headed by radical activist Ibram X. Kendi and will be titled Skin in the Game, according to Fox News. The ESPN Plus series delves into and challenges racism in the sports world and will reveal how pervasive racism is in sports while challenging the thoughts and systems of various governing bodies, the network claimed. I hope that people are able, through the series, not just to see their favorite athletes, but also see the lingering challenges of racism in sports and society, Kendi told Axios in an interview published on October 2. There are ways in which we all understand the ways in which we understand racism is operating, and there are ways in which we don't, he added. The new series comes more than a month after Disney CEO Bob Iger promised to begin pulling back the radical leftism that his entertainment giant has been perpetrating over the last decade. During a meeting with the company's investors, Iger promised that Disney would quiet the noise in its drive to engage in the culture wars. But teaming with Kendi seems to be the opposite of any quieting of Disney's far-left political agenda. Kendi is the same radical race baiter whose supposed Center for Anti-Racist Research has come under investigation for a series of misdeeds. Kendi has been forced to lay off more than half the staff of his woke organization based at Boston University after being accused of organizational dysfunction and squandering $43 million in donations. The new ESPN show also comes as the network continues deep cuts and layoffs of employees, some of whom have been with the company for years. Disney is also suffering serious losses, with many suspecting it has something to do with the company's extreme woke agenda. Like much of the rest of the entertainment industry, Disney has also suffered from the crashing advertisement market as companies cut back on advertising due to spiraling inflation. Disney's financial worries come as the company has increasingly embraced the extreme woke agenda, transgenderism, and critical race theory, especially in its entertainment aimed at children. As Breitbart News recently reported, the Disney Plus streaming channel series The Proud Family, Louder and Prouder, stirred controversy by pushing reparations for slavery, claiming in its latest episode that America was founded on white supremacy and still has not atoned for its racism. All these pressures are compounded by repeated box office disappointments as woke features including Lightyear, Encanto, Mulan, Strange World, and others failed to live up to expectations at the theater. Not to mention that its much ballyhooed streaming service is still not making a profit. The company has also lost a string of political battles in Florida, home of its Disney World theme park, after attempting and failing to force Florida to allow young school children to be exposed to radical gender politics by opposing the state's recent education laws and losing its special taxing and self-governing status. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.